Warning, a year from right now, you will no doubt look back and wish you had started today. Imagine, right now, right where you sit at this moment, imagine. Where do you want to be in a year? What do you want to be doing? Who are the people that you want to know? How do you want to be known? We all have dreams. We dream about what we want for ourselves and for our lives all the time. We all have ideas. We have ideas that we want to share and make real, but sometimes we get caught up in looking too far down the road. Trying to take it all in, trying to consider the whole enchilada will leave you freaked out, stuck, and stopped. Hey, there are no magic 7 secrets to success, no 10-step guarantee, but there is a first step. And that first step is starting now. Not next week now, but this week now. Not tomorrow now, but today now. Not in just a minute now, but right now. Listen up. If you want to win, you have to begin. Realize that it's a job that never gets started that takes forever to finish. And consider that if you want the big, beautiful bouquet tomorrow, you've got to plant a seed today. Put the focus on starting. Don't worry about the end result. Take just one step and don't even think about what comes after that, and then tomorrow you'll have something that you can build on. Larry Page and Sergey Brin shared a love of computers. Larry and Sergey met while in a PhD program in computer science at Stanford University, and they began collaborating on an idea that they called Backrub. They didn't have much money, but still, they took their first step. They had to scrounge for materials, but still they kept taking one step and then another. Within a year, Backrub was earning a reputation and a buzz around the Stanford campus. Even though their initial attempts at raising interest in their product did not go so well, Larry and Sergey were finally able to raise $100,000, and ultimately they brought in a total initial investment of nearly $1 million and started their company, which is known today as Google. Today, Larry and Sergey are billionaires and leaders in the field of technologies and leaders in the way that we're all doing business worldwide. But that success didn't just happen because they had an idea and they were willing to take the first step. They didn't even really like each other at first. Their first data center was in Larry's dorm room. They ran into their fair share of obstacles, but rather than putting the cart before the horse, rather than trying to deal with the whole enchilada or look way too far down the road, they just took a step, and then they just kept stepping. Hey, if you want to win, you have to begin. Tyler Perry, he came from a kind of humble beginnings that you read about in a romantic tale, but then he said, "I was watching the Oprah show one day, and she said that it's cathartic to write things down, so I started writing down the stuff that was happening to me. I started using different characters' names because if someone had found my journal, I didn't want them to know I had been through that kind of stuff. That's how my first play, I Know I've Been Changed, started, which features a character who confronts an abuser, forgives him, and moves on." Tyler Perry didn't have any experience, but still, he took his first step. He wrote, directed, and cast himself in his own theatrical production. He raised $12,000 and he used that money to rent out a theater so that he could present his play to the public. The show failed miserably at first. Only 30 people in total showed up. When the curtains closed, Tyler Perry was broke, broken, and homeless, but still, he just kept stepping. For the next 6 years, Tyler continued to raise money to finance his show, and finally, after 6 years of hard work and saving his pennies, he was able to finance his production once again. And this time, he sold out, not once, but 8 times. And 2 weeks later, the play opened at the prestigious Fox Theater and sold out 9,000 seats. Last year, Tyler Perry experienced the opening of his first blockbuster movie, Diary of a Mad Black Woman. Today, Tyler Perry has to check into hotels under assumed names because he's so well known and he's so loved. But that success didn't just happen because he had an idea and he was willing to take the first step. His first show was an almost total flop. Most of that 6 years he spent living in his car. He ran into his fair share of obstacles, but rather than putting the cart before the horse, rather than trying to deal with the whole enchilada or look way too far down the road, he just took one step, and then he just kept stepping. If you want to win, you have to begin. Now look, maybe you don't want to be a billionaire. Maybe you don't want to be known worldwide, but you do want something that you don't have. And if you're willing to take the first step and stop putting it off, imagine where you could be this time next year. Take the first step and then continue each day one step at a time. You know, we all know people who have great ideas and yet they're doing nothing about them. And we all know someone who took their great idea and altered the course of their reality because they dared to take that first step. You know people who seem to believe in themselves and claim that they can do anything. People who are always talking about all the things they're going to do someday, yet they never make a move. You also know a person who moved their life forward and skyrocketed to the proverbial moon because they weren't afraid to move their feet. You live and work around people who are always moaning and groaning, procrastinating and putting things off. And then there's that one somebody that you've seen or heard of that refused to keep their life on hold, refused to settle for the way that it is. That's the person that's experiencing what could be, because that's the person who was willing to take the first step. And you? What do you want that you don't already have today? Are you willing to take that first step right now? The truth is, you will never know whether you can really do something, whether you can really have something, until you actually put your wheels in motion. At some point, you've got to stop analyzing the map. Sooner or later, you've got to just get in the car, start the engine, and go. If you want to win, you have to begin. Today, let's just get straight about one thing. You will never have the garden until you plant the seed. Get straight with yourself today. Realize that action will turn an idea into reality. Action will make a dream come true. Taking action builds bridges to what, up till now, you've only been able to imagine as possible. Take the step, and with that step, grow your soul. Today, take your first step, and tomorrow you'll have something to build on. Know today that miracles can happen when you're willing to play the game, but sometimes it's just smart not to look too far down the road. Sometimes it's just wise to understand that we rarely tell ourselves how great we are and how smooth the road is up ahead. When you look too far ahead, your mind will most likely send you scary messages based on inauthentic fear, warning you about just what might be involved and what could possibly go wrong in trying to go for your dream. Don't try and take in the entire landscape right now, because, like in the past, you will freak yourself out and you'll probably quit. Today, the secret of realizing your own personal destiny waits for you in taking that one first step. The dream is waiting, so be inspired. And move just a little bit toward whatever future you want, and then this time next year, you'll be glad you did.